All right. Well, we're going to keep going here and finally get into the message. All right. So we have been in this series this summer called House of Prayer. And this is taken from the words of Jesus. He said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." And throughout this series, we have been looking at a variety of different angles or perspectives on prayer, whether it's different practical tools to use in engaging in prayer, or just different elements of God's heart. Like last week, Father's Day, Stephen got to share about approaching God as Father, how important that is as a priority and as like the first place that we approach God with. And then we've talked about processing our emotions with God. We've talked about different tools of how to pray for our church or how to pray corporately together with TWI. And this morning, we get to talk about praying for the nations of the earth. And one of the cool things about these summer series is we get to hear from a variety of different people within our church body. And this morning, you guys get to hear from the one and only Sarah Parkey. So come on up, Sarah. Woohoo! Yes, Sarah! Woo, woo, woo! Ryan, her husband's going to help me. We're going to pray over Sarah, and then we'll get into the message. So, Lord, thank you so much for this just beloved person in our church body, a friend, God, a prayer warrior, an encourager. We thank you so much for Sarah and the gift that she is, and we thank you for the word you've given her today. Open our hearts to receive it. Lord, we're just wanting so much more than just a quote-unquote good message. We want open hearts to receive what you are speaking to us through what she shares. Would we leave here different and changed? And God, we ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be felt over Sarah, the joy of the Lord to be her strength. And again, Lord, I pray that we would have revelation and takeaways from your Spirit as we are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Give it up for Sarah one more time.
Have fun.
Hi, guys. Good morning. My name is Sarah, if I haven't met you yet, and I am married to Ryan Parkey. I think I've got a family photo up here to show you guys. So that is the day that we got married. I got to marry the most humble, the most strong, the cutest guy in the world, and I am so thankful that he chose me to be his wife. And then that is Joshua and Anna. They might look a little bit familiar. For those of you who don't know, Joshua is my brother, and whenever he moved here, he actually lived with Ryan and Anna lived with me, and we joked that we should have our own TV show because that was just such a fun season. But it's been a gift to have them live in the same city as me. And then that's my parents. They are the absolute best. They taught me about Jesus, and they taught me how to live a life of radical generosity, and I'm so thankful for them. But anyways, I serve on staff here at Antioch, and a little bit about me. I grew up in Austin, Texas, and then I went to college in fall of 2015, and Mitchell happened to be the college pastor at the church that I landed at. And in college, I just immediately found a local church, and I gave my whole life to it, and I loved it. At some point in college, someone said something about tithing your 20s and giving your life to someone else's vision and not using your 20s to build your own kingdom and do whatever you want. And so the Holy Spirit seriously gripped my heart whenever someone said that. And so I knew that I trusted the fruit of the Welch's life, and they had announced that they were moving here to plant this church. And so I just came. Here I am. And I recently realized that I have spent 10 years serving under the Welch's leadership. And I seriously am so thankful for them. And the more I get to know them, the more that I trust them. And so seriously, they're the real deal. And our church is so blessed to have them, guys. So we love you guys. But it has been a wild ride and an honor to give my whole life to this church body for this season. And I love you guys. You guys are my family. A part of my job goes to being Mitchell's assistant, and then another part of my job goes to being the missions director and getting people out of America to share the gospel with people in other countries who don't have a chance to hear it. And I seriously can't believe that I get to do that. It is the dream. So just a quick plug, if anybody in here has ever had the thought of, I might live overseas one day, then please reach out to me. Let's get coffee. Let's talk about it. Because that's something I get to do, is to link up with those of you in here who want to spend a season of your life in another country and connect you with people who are like-minded believers who want to do the same thing that you would get to run with. So, shameless plug, I could spend a whole other teaching talking about going to the nations. But today, we're going to talk about praying for the nations. So, you guys ready? I actually think this is so fun because the verse that this series is titled out of in Matthew, it says, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But whenever the Lord talks about it in Mark, and then what the verse he's referencing in Isaiah, it says, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. So I'm going to share a little bit of my story and how the Lord gripped my heart for this. And then we're actually going to practice at the end. We're going to pray for some different countries. So I'm going to stop for a second and pray. So Jesus, thank you that we get to partner with you in the nations, that we have a pathway to pray and partner with you without having to go overseas. But we still get to impact other countries from right here in this room. So come and give us your heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, did you know that there are real-life humans in other countries who have never heard the name of Jesus? There's actually people living their lives hopeless and lost and hurting and broken on the other side of the world, and they don't know a Christian. They've never heard the name of Jesus. They don't know that there's a hope beyond this life. And so we get to pray for them. Yeah. All hope is not lost because we have ways that we can pray and we can go. And even though they don't know a Christian right now, the Lord, in his power, somehow, some way, he can touch them. And because he listens to our prayers. And so there's a couple things that I want to lay the groundwork with. Number one is I'm not saying that America doesn't matter. Because there are also real people at your jobs and in your classrooms and walking around Walmart and at the park who also need the gospel. And so we want to have a heart for other nations, but it can't turn into despising our own nation and a discontentment with where we are right now. But for today, we are going to focus on other countries. I'm also not giving a theological teaching today on how prayer works. We're going to start today with the assumption that Almighty God actually hears our prayers, and he moves on our behalf whenever we bring different things to the throne room. He really listens to us, guys. Isn't that crazy? So this sentence sounds a little silly, but a little bit of my story. I didn't actually start caring about praying for the nations until I started praying for the nations. So I didn't really wake up one morning just suddenly envisioned for praying for a country that I've never been to. And I actually still don't wake up any morning super envisioned for praying for a country that I've never been to. If you do, then please come pray for me. However, the more time that I spent just trying to pray for the nations because I thought, I don't know, I think I see it in the Bible, the Lord started slowly shifting my heart towards a desire to know him, and that actually, a way that I get to know him more is spending time on things that he cares about. It's kind of similar to whenever I started getting to know Ryan. I seriously didn't know a thing about baseball. I really didn't care, but I wanted to get to know Ryan, and so I started learning about baseball because Ryan loves baseball. And so today I actually know what a no-hitter is, but I didn't know that before I started getting to know Ryan. but it's similar to talking to the Lord. I can ask Ryan about baseball. I can ask the Lord, hey, what are you up to in the Buddhist world today? And the Lord loves to talk about it. And so that is the way that I just started to grow. The Lord started to grow my desire to know him and get to know the things that are on his heart. And it really just started growing exponentially after I went overseas. There is something different that happens in your prayer life whenever you have been there. Before I went to I was like, okay, I'm working this prayer muscle. I'm praying for different people that I actually don't think I've ever met. And I don't really know where to start. But whenever I visited, I had real life people and real faces that I were on the other side of my prayers and different testimonies and different needs that I knew. I heard their story. I had walked the streets that they walk on. I had felt the spiritual heaviness whenever I was there. And so whenever I prayed, I was in it. I was like, my heart came alive. And so another shameless plug to try it. Go for it. Even if you're not really sure, just sign up for a trip, raise that crazy amount of money, get on that really long flight, and see what God does in your heart, because you might just come alive. So that is a little bit of my story. And now we're going to jump into a few whys. I mentioned this earlier, but we get to know God deeper, and God cares about the whole world coming to know him. And so I'm just going to rapid fire a few different verses that talk about the nations. There's a bunch of them, but I'm going to say a few of them. In Psalm 2:8, it says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession." And then in Isaiah, it says, "In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious." And then in Matthew 24, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." And then in Matthew 28, it says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And then last one, in Revelation 7, it says a picture of the throne room. And it says there was a great multitude that no one can number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And so we get to know the heart of God deeper whenever we spend time praying for the nations. Reason number two is that it gets our minds off of ourselves. This could be a problem that just I have, but I think about myself a lot. And so please pray for me if you think about it. But I get so consumed with my life and my money and what I'm going to eat today and what I'm going to wear today and what am I going to do today and real life problems that I can get consumed with. Whenever I fix my eyes on the fact that there are real life people in another country who have never heard the name of Jesus, it puts those things into a little bit of perspective. Because I seriously need to be set free from the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things and the cares of this world, and keeping those people on the forefront of my mind and asking for God's heart for them, it slowly brings me to a deeper level of freedom. Every time I say a 5-second prayer of, "God, would you pour out your spirit in Afghanistan?" And then the third reason is that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It says in Ephesians 6 that there is a real spiritual battle going on that is not going to be disarmed by human power or anything that we can do in our own strength. And so we have to ask the Lord for a move of the Holy Spirit to happen, because we can't change people's hearts. We can't unblind the eyes of the unbelievers. Only the Holy Spirit, only King Jesus can do that. And so that's a couple of whys. And then I'm going to jump into a couple of practicals. I have a picture of a map of where the majority of unreached people groups are. The definition of this is that there are very few, if any, followers of Jesus and in these regions, in these people groups, and there is not an established, self-sustaining Christian church within that group. So these groups require outside assistance to spread the Christian message. And so you can see in the red is where the unreached people groups are. This resource is from the Joshua Project, and they have done an incredible work with figuring out how many people groups are left to be reached and where we need to send people, what countries we need to pray for. And so you can see a little phrase that has been coined is the 1040 window. But you can see in between 10 degrees latitude and 40 degrees latitude in Africa and Asia on the map is where the most unreached people groups are. So that's just a little bit of information to fuel your prayers. Let's actually say a 5-second prayer for this region. Pray with me really quick. So God, would you send laborers into the harvest in the 1040 window? Would you pour out your spirit and reveal yourself to the lost in this region? In Jesus' name, amen. So seeing something like this could often cause us to feel a little bit hopeless because those people are really far away and it takes a lot of work and a lot of money and a lot of time to get over there. But I just want to stir your faith that all hope is not lost for these people. God is moving in this region of the world, and we have countless missionaries and local partners in these regions, and the churches and all over are exploding. And actually, God is revealing himself to people who have only known Islam for their whole life in dreams. And they're seeing a dream of a man in white saying, come, follow me. I have peace. I have eternal life. And they're seeing that without even meeting a Christian. God is revealing himself to these people. And so let's keep praying for these regions of the world, and let's hasten the day of the return of Jesus together. So I have a couple, band, you can come on up actually. We're going to jump into a reflection time, and we're going to spend some time doing a couple different things. You can spend this time asking the Lord for his heart for the nations. You can write down some crafted prayers. This is something that I like to do because sometimes whenever I jump into a time of prayer, I'm kind of lost for words, or I'm like thinking of the busyness of my day. And so having something that's just written down, like something like I just said earlier, where I said, God, send laborers to the harvest in the 1040 window, pour out your spirit and reveal yourself to the lost in this region. Just writing something down that you can just read sometimes gets your heart stirred and your mind fixed on what you're trying to pray for. So if you guys want to spend some time writing down those crafted prayers, and then put them somewhere where you would see it regularly, in your car, on your mirror, use it as a bookmark, where you can pray for the nations and have something to start with. And then these are just some different resources and practicals. If Lindsay was in town, she would have made a really cool QR code and a web page, but I just have links that you can take a picture of different resources. The Joshua Project is up there. And then there's Nations Prayer. That is a resource that will just come to your inbox, and it'll have different prayers or things you can pray for from different teams that are overseas. But I am going to pray. That's all I have for you guys today. We're going to spend some time reflecting, and then some different people will come up and lead some prayer points for us to practice. Because like I said, praying for the nations didn't start to matter to me until I actually prayed for the nations. So God, would you come and give us your heart right now? Thank you, Lord, that you care about the whole world. And so I just ask, would you come and give us a picture of your heart for other nations today? In Jesus' name, amen.